everybody, it's time to call this meeting to order. Can we quiet down until we call the meeting to order? Thank you very much. I want to welcome you all to this special meeting of the Curry Beach Town Council for inputs on our park, which we are looking at re-engineering. We have, this will be open from 5 till approximately 7. So I'd ask you to get engaged, get your opinions in. I know there's a lot of folks here tonight, but it'll be important to understand what's happening. And that will be explained by Ben Simpson from Benish. And we're going to go to that. But first, I want to recognize somebody who's important to Curry Beach. And that is the Honorable State Representative Charles Miller. Charles? Now, Charles is going to tell us about what he's done for Hanover County and specifically what he's done for Curry Beach. I want to tell you that we've had a couple representatives, and I don't care. This is an unpaid type of political announcement, and I apologize for that. But what I would tell you is that we've had a lot of representatives, Democratic, Republican. We have unaffiliated folks that we deal with. Almost everybody, I think everybody appears mostly unaffiliated, but when we got our new district and Charlie became our representative, for the first time in my career, he said to me, Craig, what do you need and what do you want? And he listened and he has some incredible news for what he has done for this town. More than anybody in the past. So I don't care, you shouldn't care about the jurisdiction. When you hear what he has done for you, I mean, shouldn't care about the affiliation. When you hear what he's done for you, it's something that I think the new council will continue to work on because it's just, and I think you're up for election again next year. Right?
Yes, sir.
So you want to? Maybe we'll have them back next year to talk more about what else we can do.
I hope I can do that next year.
Okay, Charlie, you want to tell us
where,
a little bit?
Where you want me to speak?
It's right up here. Be fine.
We're gonna come down with you.
Yeah, we're coming down. We're coming down.
I sort of bring a big check, but I didn't bring that.
Can't cash that one in.
Yeah, sure. Thank y'all for being here, and it's a true honor to be in Curry Beach. I really like coming here. I live in Southport. I'm a local guy in Southport, born and raised, never left. But I really like it when the ferry's running because it saves me an hour and a 15-minute drive from here back home. But, when the budget process started, I call all the towns. And let me tell you where my district starts. It starts at Holden Beach over in Brunson County. Goes up through Bolivia, Bowling Springs, Southport, where I was born and raised. And it comes across the river to Curry Beach, Fort Fisher, Carolina Beach, down to Monkey Junction, all the way to the state port. So it's a really big district. And, I try to spread the love throughout the district, not just the one town or one county. But when the budget process started, I called all the towns, and I called Carolina Beach, Curry Beach, Southport, Holden Beach, all the towns. And I said, what can I help you with? You know, that's why we're there. And actually, Craig, your mayor, and Mayor Pro Tem came to Raleigh. And they came to my office, and we sat down, and we went over some things that they needed. Well, and let me say this too, Senator Michael Lee, me and him work very close together. You have a strong delegation representing New Hanover County between me and him and Ted Davis. And Michael was very familiar with what we were trying to do here in Curry Beach. So with that, I'll just get straight to Curry Beach. Because I think that's what y'all are all concerned about. So Curry Beach, they came to us and said, hey, Charlie, we need some crosswalks. We need about $250,000, I think.
Yes, we do. Thank you.
So we were able to do that through a contingency fund that the Speaker of the House has and the Senate pro tem between me and Michael. And the way that works is I have to split that cost with the Senate and the House. And I got $125,000 from the House contingency, and Michael got $125,000 from the Senate contingency to do the crosswalks outside of the budget. But Mike, or the mayor and Alan really said, hey, Charlie, we really need a new public utilities building for where our guys can stay during storms. You know, it'll be up to date. And we were able to bring back $1.8 million to Curry Beach for that building. So we're really excited about that. And I'm sure the construction is going to be. But you know, it's all about relationships and communication. And when I first went to Raleigh, this is my second session. When I first got to Raleigh, I said, hey, I've got to open communications with our towns and our boards. And we've done that. And I'm very proud of that. And you know, you have some strong advocates. I came to Raleigh and said, hey, we need this, we need this, we need this. And you know, we were able to deliver on some of that. But New Hanover County made out very, very well. You know, just some of the things that New Hanover County, and this all affects, it affects all of New Hanover County. You know, the New Hanover County Airport got $21.9 million. The New Hanover County Schools got about $3 or $4 million. Coastal Horizons, $6 million. Cape Fear Community College, $10 million. Actually, $17 million. This is really big. Lower Cape Fear Water and Sewer, there's $30 million to help them with their redundant lines. And this is really going to affect y'all. The Fort Fisher in Carolina Beach, the Fort Fisher Aquarium, $45 million.
Wow.
You know, that's a huge expansion. And look at the traffic. Look at the traffic. That's what I'm bringing everything. I'm sorry. But it's going to affect South Lagoon with a good ride ferry over to the aquarium. The Fort Fisher Historic Site, which Representative Ted Davis really started that back when this was his district, and we worked together on that. It's $2.8 million. The Greater Wilmington Chamber, which was one of my projects, was $2.8 million. And that is going to expand the CTE program in New Hanover County Schools for seventh graders to give them a career path forward. So we're really proud of that. But look, it's all about, like I said, it's about communication and relationships and strong advocates on this board, and y'all have been that, and I appreciate that. I love to see faces from my town coming to Raleigh, because, you know, you get up there and it's a rat race. And, you know, I served on the school board in Brunswick County for 14 years prior to going to Raleigh. And, you know, the folks in the mountains, their issues are just as important as our teacher nourishment issues. You know, they have rock slides up there, and I have seen a lot of devastation in the mountains. So there are issues, but it's about working together, getting what's needed for our state. And, you know, we have a really good budget. Took a little while to get it, because casinos were thrown in there, and that's out now, but we have a state budget we're very, very proud of. So please, come to Raleigh, come visit. It's your house, it's not my house. I'm just there representing you. So thank you for having me tonight.
Hey, thank you. That building is going to be very nice. We've already paid for the architectural work. That was covered in the American Rescue Act, I believe. And we'll be using the rest of this to construct that building. $28 million on land we purchased about 10 years ago. So I'm very appreciative for what you've accomplished. Charlie's going to be here a little while. If you want to take the opportunity to introduce yourself, please go ahead and do that. He doesn't have to catch a ferry, so it's not going to be here all night. But in the meantime, I'm going to turn this over to Mr. Simpson now.
Picture first.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to, okay.
Get a little
right. Come on.
Yeah,
Your way,
thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
It's good to see you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
We're trying to get better.
Hi, Ben.
Okay, Ben, it's all yours.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Ben Simpson with Alfred Finishing Company. We're landscape architects, civil engineers, planners, designers, and we've been commissioned by Curry Beach to display an idea. And that's what you're looking at tonight. I want to be clear about that. First, I want to thank all of you for taking the time, your own personal time, to come give us your thoughts, because it's a vital part of what we do. It's your park, especially those who live in Curry Beach. It's your park. So what we want to do is just be a conduit and reflect the things that you want in a cost-effective, a long-lasting, sustainable way. So this is Joe Weeks Park, as you know. I'll try to talk about how things work. Nick, you might help me. We've got displays on the monitor there of the same thing that's on these boards. These boards are identical. It just makes it easy for you guys to get up into it and look at it. We also have a QR code that you can put on your phone, and you'll get an online opinion card. I encourage you to fill those out if you don't fill out one today. Okay? But please do give your thoughts. Indifferent, it doesn't matter. It matters that we're getting the feedback that we need. So, just want to say that. The park itself, as it is right now, I think most of you would agree that it's lived a full and useful life, and it's a very active place. But it's in need of some love. And that was the point that they brought us in and started looking at it. So the first thing that we did is we took some inventory of what's out there and how it's used now and looked at it. Another thing we did was we took some really good information that we got from a survey that we did when we did planning for the little neighborhood park, Sandman Park, last year. No, it was not. Sorry. But we got a lot of really good input from Curry Beach citizens about what they wanted in recreation and parks and stuff. So we were able to incorporate some of those thoughts, as well as some other feedback that we had. So what you'll find, and I'll go over the plan if you like. I'll be here. The staff will be here to answer questions. A lot of what we did, you're not going to find there to be some big drastic change in what we've done. The pickleball, tennis, and basketball were all kind of sharing some of the same areas. So there's a little bit of, as I understand, there's been some great communication and no conflict, so that's good. But what we've shown in this plan is separating those so that everybody can do everything at the same time. That sounds pretty good, right? Okay. One thing we did do, fair disclosure, there used to be a baseball field out there. Still is, but on the plan, there used to be. Roughly right here. I love baseball, played till I was 23, so the thing is, that ball field was going to be an expensive thing to bring back to where it needed to be, safety to regulations. Dugouts were bad, pack stop was bad, lights were not very good. So we looked at it as an opportunity to make that more of a multi-use space and to provide some more space for some of the other facilities that are maybe used a little more often. And there are baseball facilities very close by. Just make sure we're not taking that ability away. So that was part of the logic there. Beautiful playground there now. What you would get with this would be something that would be enhanced, ADA compliant, more accessible, updated, safer. We're changing the location of that. That's the yellow rectangle that you see there. So we've moved it a little bit. And then we've created kind of a nice plaza and some gathering areas, added some shelters for gatherings that may affect events, or however you guys want to do it. Some organizations, reserving for family reunions and things like that. But they're centrally located so that they can also provide some shelter for maybe spectators or families that are using the tennis courts, pickleball courts, or basketball court. Restroom facilities, updated to code. So we've got that. And we moved, just have a new dog park. We've moved that over. We'll do some things with that as well. A couple other statements about what's not changing is you do have some really nice live oaks on this property, and it's our intent not to go cut those down, just to move stuff around. To me, that's kind of important. Another thing that's really important, disc golf. You guys have already done a fantastic job of that and have a great course. We're not touching that. Just so. What else? Is that pretty much it? Please come in. Feel free to ask questions. Mill around. I'll be here. Alan's here. Nikki's here. Sean's here. To answer any questions you got. And give us your opinion, please. And be critical. That's okay. Yes, sir.
Very old to new. How many additional parking spaces?
Oh, wait.
What is the question?
But you're adding so much stuff. Why do we not have more parking for all these activities?
Write it on your car.
I do.
Yeah. It's a good question. But right now, the plan, which did I say already? The plan is, this is not approved. This is not what's going to happen. This is what could happen. The decision for what's going to happen rests with the council.
Yeah, and okay. After what we hear tonight.
And after what we hear tonight. Just to make sure you understand that. We're not putting anything down to you.
Yeah, I get that, but it's not addressed there at all. We already are struggling for spaces and we're getting all the amazing, awesome stuff, which I love.
It's a great comment to make. We formalized parking as opposed to just pulling out on the sand. Yeah. It's formalized, but this plan right now doesn't show that. We will, when we provide a concept budget with master plan, we'll show lights. But it's not the construction plans, which come depending on how much money the council pays. You know, that's functional budgets. But we'll show them, we'll plan for them.
Is there going to be any shaded areas, like structures with shade on them?
I'll be glad to answer a question individually.
Okay. The brown rectangles, those are shelters. Those represent rooms.
Thank you. Yeah.